More than 20 years after a Los Angeles jury declared O.J. Simpson not guilty, it seems we're still obsessed with the case. 12 million Americans tuned in to watch the first episode of American Crime Story, The People vs. O.J. Simpson, on the FX network, making it the network's highest-rated drama debut ever. And you can see why the case still resonates today. It was about the murder of Nicole Brown Simpson and Ron Goldman, but it also came to be about media and celebrity and especially race and the way that white and black Americans perceive the criminal justice system. That divide dominated the headlines years before the white Bronco police chase down the freeways of L.A. after a jury acquitted four LAPD officers in the brutal beating of Rodney King and L.A. erupted in riots. O.J.'s lawyers knew all about that context, and they tried to exploit it.
Now, there's hope, but you have to listen, and you have to listen very carefully. This race defense is the crux of our case. We need to bring in Johnny Cochran, and we need to do it now.
No.
Yes, we do. His angle is the only angle that you will ever see daylight again. Do you hear me? Do you hear me?
You're listening to John Travolta there as attorney Robert Shapiro and also Cuba Gooding Jr. as O.J. Simpson in the new TV series American Crime Story, The People vs. O.J. Simpson. Anthony Hemingway is co-executive producer of that show, and he directed a number of the episodes. He says that with America's ongoing struggles with race and the police, that right now is the perfect time to revisit the O.J. case.
This story is dated, but I think it's more contemporary. It really depicts what we're dealing with in our society now. It really kind of reflects our headlines.
Let's go back to one moment from one of the episodes that you directed. This is Christopher Darden, who wound up being one of the attorneys for the prosecution, and Marsha Clark talking about the O.J. case and about race. Listen.
A lot of black people think O.J. didn't do it.
What? Really?
Yeah. Guess they just don't want it to be true. You know, good-looking, charming, talented black kid from the street makes it all the way to the top, then gets pushed off his pedestal and thrown into jail like black men do.
Oh, come on. It's not like O.J. was a pillar of the black community. Hmm. Well, even if he were, would it matter?
Anthony Hemingway, you can't watch this scene and not feel like it's almost 2016.
Yeah, you know, this trial, I think, really highlighted race and privilege in America, and which we know in the justice system really is in favor of rich white people, mostly men. And this was the first time and pretty much the only time that a black man beat the system. Pretty much for the culture and community, we cheered and supported it because until then, we failed and we lost. You know, clearly O.J. was someone that we all looked up to because he was a hero and a pillar in the community. I think we looked past whether or not he was guilty or not. It was really just about, I think you kind of lifted that out of it and just really championed that here's someone like me that actually won.
Man, that's irreconcilable in my view, isn't it? That's so tough. I mean, the strength of saying there's someone like me who won for once is undeniable. But looking past guilt or innocence in a grisly murder of two people, that's hard to get past.
Yeah, it's really hard. You know, and to none of us really know. I think we pass no judgment, whether or not we have an opinion or not. I think one of the things that the show really does is bring humanity to everyone, allows everyone to really have a voice. And whether or not your opinion wavers or not, it really kind of allows you to see and understand what made everyone tick.
You talk about the injustices of the system and clearly how O.J. maybe was the only black man, at least the only one in memory, to beat it. But you didn't leave the injustice of the victims out. I want to stress that. You go close up on Ron Goldman's father and the portrayal of his tragedy and his loss when he's talking to Marsha Clark.
Yeah, I think the show really does well in terms of being a human study, and we really wanted to kind of get into the humanity of everyone involved and not just be about O.J. And that was really trying to even have the lives that were lost be spoken to or have a voice from their parents or loved one.
Is this pure entertainment to you, Anthony Hemingway? I don't want to go too far with this, but do you want your episodes of this television show or this mini film, I'll call it, to inform the way the public perceives the current debate over Tamir Rice or Laquan McDonald or Freddie Gray?
Well, you know, I think these humanistic stories need to be told, and we need to shine a light on it, because I think that's the only way that it's going to help us heal. We need to continue to somewhat have confrontations. I think without confrontation, there's no healing. And this show is really kind of highlighting the distrust of the system that we live in. There's been a legacy of systems that are corrupt and have corrupted people, and there are a lot of injustices. And I think for me, I'm always looking for creating change. I hold that torch of hope and just trying to find a healing mechanism that we can use to try to figure out how we can advance in a positive way.
Anthony Hemingway, I know you do mostly television, but you're there in Hollywood. You're there in Los Angeles. There's been a lot of criticism and controversy over the Academy lately, the lack of diversity in the Oscars. Do you think this is mostly a problem in film? Do you think television has been any better in this regard? How do you view the current state of race and diversity in entertainment?
Well, it's just more opportunity in television. I think we have had more opportunity for diversity to come in, even behind the camera. I think a lot of the focus is always in front of the camera and in talent. So some of these decision makers start behind the camera, and it's happening. I think in TV, it definitely has moved faster than in film.
Anthony Hemingway, thank you.
Thank you.
Anthony Hemingway is co-executive producer and director of American Crime Story, The People versus O.J. Simpson. You can see it on FX.
There's a lot going on right now. Mounting economic inequality, threats to democracy, environmental disaster, the sour stench of chaos in the air. I'm Brooke Gladstone, host of WNYC's On the Media. Want to understand the reasons and the meanings of the narratives that led us here, and maybe how to head them off at the pass? That's On the Media's specialty. Take a listen wherever you get your podcasts.